Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello and welcome to Copy in Copenhagen. My name is Owen and I am with Marius.
Ow!
This is the second time we recorded it because he was too loud last time.
What are you doing, man?
I don't know. I'm trying something new. I'm trying to pump myself up.
Okay. And I'm with Abby.
Hi.
This is Copy in Copenhagen, a podcast about life in Copenhagen, about life in Denmark. It's about Scandinavian living. It's about living on the planet of Earth and everything that happens between our two ears sometimes. Because we got thoughts and we got things to say about them. The way we do that is we talk about experiences. We talk about news, articles that come across us during the weeks.
Where do we find these news?
Places like Copenhagen Post.
Oh.
That's a place we go. And it's interesting because we have different opinions and insights. Because I have the insight of an Irishman. Because I'm Irish.
The insight of an Irishman.
Yeah.
This is like how to gamble. Like it's a how-to book.
How to write really deep poetry.
Yeah. The insight of an Irishman. I love it. Can't wait for the paperback.
Land of my forefathers. And we have the insight of an American. We have Abby over here. And we have the insights of a Dane. We have Marius. If you're listening through Copenhagen Post, that's great. Thank you very much for joining us. If you're coming through Spotify, thank you so much for those who've lifted our spirits by leaving a 5-star review.
We're at 98 reviews, guys. That's face two more cake. Until face cake.
Abby's face on a cake, and we have face cake.
We gotta hit this before Christmas.
Yeah, I'm guessing.
I shouldn't say this because we want more reviews, but I kind of like that it's like a slow build. Like I'm like
slow burn.
Like if I had looked today and it was 100, I would have been like, whoa. Like I would have been like, oh my God, my face is coming on a cake now. But like I get a little bit more like we're like edging towards face cake.
Coming, and it feels edging, good.
Yeah.
Face.
Yeah, listen.
This is way too much for
a psyched. I'm psyched.
We should check our phrasing. You could have come on.
I said edging on purpose. That wasn't an accident.
No, but there's a few other. Anyway, it is what it is.
Why is edging sexy? Or
do you not know what edging is?
It's like what's when he was talking.
It's like when you get really close.
Birding. It's like birding.
It's just like birding.
Yeah, cool. You could be on iTunes, and thank you so much for those who have left us written reviews there. It means a lot. Thank you so much. Thank you. You guys
can go through all of the reviews on Spotify for each episode, and you can find where my dad leaves some. Thanks, Dad. Love you.
So, Marius.
Yeah.
As I mentioned during that meandering intro, we use news articles and stuff. What you got?
I bring two articles.
Okay.
And I will give it the title, Creative Accounting.
Uh-huh.
And first one pertains to NATO and Denmark's... So in NATO, there was this agreement, an agreement, let's call it that, that all members of NATO, you must give 2% of your GDP to your defense budget.
Okay.
Yes. Now, that's all good and well, but there's been, Denmark has gotten some flag because we've been a bit more creative in the way we have done the accounting for this.
Mm.
So,
I feel excited by
this. Yes, yes, yes. Just before there was a NATO sort of a meeting in July, Mette Frederiksen, she has announced that Denmark, with its new donation to Ukraine already this year, 2023, and the next year, have sort of already lived up to this demand of the 2% by giving to Ukraine.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
But.
Mm-mm.
That's not how Finland, Estland, and Lithuania does their accounting.
Okay,
because they have not counted in the sort of the Ukraine thing. They think that's a separate thing.
Okay.
So what does that mean? Who's right? Who's wrong?
Tell us.
I really was hoping you had the answer, because the article doesn't. No. Well, it's not only Denmark. Germany has also been a bit creative. According to Der Spiegel, Germany is missing 14.3 billion euros to reach the 2%. But the thing is that NATO doesn't have sort of, they have not clearly defined how you do this. What is, like, is it, well, can you include the Ukrainian stuff or is that an extra thing?
I don't know.
No? Well, there's also the Mass Corsair.
It doesn't sound like defense, giving money to Ukraine. I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but it doesn't sound like defense.
Well,
no, but
yeah,
I think it's
is.
Because they have, I think it's probably because you could argue that, well, we have invested money to buy some equipment.
And then given that equipment to Ukraine?
Yeah.
Well, that makes sense. That makes sense.
But it is some creative accounting that's going on. And according to DR's defense correspondent, Mass Corsair, he also says, well, no one's really right here. There's no sort of correct answer because NATO is also a bit of a discussion club, which I think is funny and also a little bit not great. So, yeah, that's one aspect of creative accounting here in Denmark. Another one, we are known for having a free welfare or a healthcare system here, paid over our taxes. But last summer, I was not aware of this, a law was introduced that says that if you are sort of you are given a wrong diagnosis or operation goes wrong some way, there's an own contribution in patient compensation cases now.
Oh.
So if you then get compensation for some kind of wrong, there was a lady who had a heart operation and some kind of plastic had clicked off one of the instruments or something and sort of got stuck in her heart and her arteries.
Oh, Jesus.
Not a good thing. So she needed to have a double bypass surgery.
Yeah.
Terrible thing, right?
Yeah.
So she sued the I don't know if it's the state or the hospital.
Yeah.
A bit of both, probably.
Yeah.
And she was due to get 12,000 kroners back, which is not a lot. I imagine in America you would be able to sue people for a
million, probably.
Yeah.
Like a piece of plastic in your heart?
Yeah. And then she had to pay 8,000 kroners out of that 12,000 kroners in some kind of compensation for, yeah.
What?
Isn't that insane?
Like tax?
Yeah. So,
Marius is she's like, yeah.
I mean, okay, there's something that I do, you know, I like, I think that it's a good thing that people have healthcare here. I think it's good that it's state that it's like run by the state, and it feels like it makes sense that in most cases, then it.
Oh yeah, sorry. It's a fixed rate of 8,305 kroners, but it's been going up over the last year.
You get money back from the state, what is the where is that fixed connected to? What is that connected to? That 8,
so every 000? Time you sue, every time you get money for.
Out of that compensation, you're due for some kind of male treatment.
Yeah,
you have to pay 8,000 out of that, regardless of how much you're getting.
So if you get, what if you get less than?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, do you owe money then? That's crazy.
The story then is right that she had a really serious mistake, like in her body. Mm-hmm. She got plastic in her body, and she only got 12,000 kroner back. Which is like, already, and then had to pay 8,000 kroner back to the state. So she really got less than 4,000 kroner. That's like what's crazy about this. That, like, yes. But if we break it down to each thing, I do think, like, I think it's good and makes sense that people sue less in this country where it's, like, mandated, but by the state, like where like your healthcare is taken care of by the state. And I think that they're held to different standards, more consistent standards than like healthcare in America where it's privatized. And it does make sense to sue to hold places accountable in America in a different way than it would make sense here. This story is like infuriating to think that if something went wrong with you there's not really a lot of, like, you're not going to get revenge, or like not no, revenge, but like.
But then, but here's the thing: we need to take another. We need to take it from a completely different point of view, right? So, like this person who had surgery, there was a piece of plastic. The good news is they found like they must have known pretty quickly, right? Or anyway, it's been taken care of, right? So there has to be this kind of level of. In America, right, that's a good example of like this suing mentality and the private industry sector and stuff like this, where like everyone's out for themselves, right? If like the company's going to fucking fleece you because you're going private, so it costs you crazy amounts of money, da da da. Then if it goes wrong, you're going to get loads of money off them, and everyone's out for theirs.
Hold on. Yeah.
So there's that mentality, or we can take it, which is an extreme flip of it, but we have to take it of you get free medical care, you go and you give your trust to this industry, and you like. We're humans, mistakes happen, and they go, fuck, we're really, really sorry about it. 12,000 is very small, but it's just because we're used to hearing millions for these things. So you're like, but if you just go back and be like, that was a horrible thing, we're very, very sorry, here's some sort of compensation. I mean, there is a person who could be like, I understand, thank you. Like, no, like, I want to sue, you freaked me out. Yeah. You can be like, there was a human error here. It was all in good faith. I work with this society where you help me for free, you give me medical attention for free, and in that there's this percentage of risk for everything we do, and I understand that, and an accident happened and you recognize it and you did your best and you give me a bit of compensation again, but we're skewed with the idea of how much compensation is.
Yeah. Right? No, I think that's a fair point, and but they could have just been smarter about this. They could have just lowered the compensation you get.
Yeah.
That would have been smarter. You just get 4,000.
Yeah.
Say that's it. That's
what right. You get. It feels very
Cause,
like...
Because you can... Because I was thinking like, well, you could say, well, with 12,000, what if I'm out for months sort of from my job?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But then you are, you know, compensated for that also. Yes. You are not just fired and you have some security in that sense. So fair enough. So instead of adding a tax on this, they could have just lowered the, but there must nobody would have complained.
I hope that they like took into things like that into account, because I think that's the thing. It's like, it's not just like, it's not revenge. It's like, if you have a piece of plastic stuck in your back, there is a lot of time and a lot of healing and a lot of things that you can't do because of that like that compensation is supposed to cover. It's not just like you
and trauma connected to an operation and stuff like that.
Yeah, this is what I'd like to know more of, like, how was this person affected by this particular thing, you know?
And also, though, I will say that I take a little bit of issue with like everyone's out for themselves mentality. I don't ever want to have to sue anyone. It doesn't interest me. But there was a time where I was in a hospital and they like grossly mistreated me to the point of like, it was like, I was like, they overlooked and my life was at stake and I did not sue. And I felt guilty, actually.
Not suing.
Yeah, because like that was a thing that they like needed to address in their system. Mm-hmm. And that is how you get people in certain situations to address those things. Otherwise, there is like very like little... I supremely doubt that the people that made the mistakes like brought it up at their next staff meeting, addressed it, tried to fix what had happened to me. Mm-hmm. And they would have if I had like brought... if I had made it a legal matter. But because I was sick and I was like had like months of getting better ahead of me, I didn't do anything about it. I just was like, the medical professionals that are my friends and my family, they were like, what? But every time I was just like, I don't have it in me to like do anything about it. And I did kind of feel like it probably would have been better if I did. I mean, also, I had to miss work, all of those things that are like real about compensation. But there is something about like, even in the Danish system, I think it probably is better. Like, probably as soon as this happened, it did get addressed. People, you know, it wasn't like swept under a rug because of like financial reports or whatever. But, you know, I think it's a thing where I think I like in Denmark that you... like it feels like a duty to let people know how it's going.
Sure.
In the healthcare system, and it's not a suit. I don't know. It's an interesting component of it, I think.
Yeah. Sure. And like I've never had to. I haven't been in hospital in Denmark. Well, okay, I've been for one or two like quick things where I had to go in and get something checked or whatever.
And a peg leg is looking real good.
Thanks. But I don't know. Generally speaking, there's not much complaint about treatment in Danish hospitals, right?
There's waiting lists. There's a lot of complaint about that.
Sure, waiting lists. Yeah, okay.
And,
but
nurses have been striking, so there's been sort of...
But that's more of like a... That's not on the actual... like treatment side of things though.
In the sense that they feel overworked and not compensated accordingly. Okay. So I think that does affect sort of their treatment of patients and sort of, but
I've had treatment in Danish hospitals that has felt like that I haven't thought was very like good or professional or timely, but it has always factored into my mind. Like, I have definitely have...
That it was or it wasn't?
Was not. I've had bad experiences in Danish hospitals, but...
Same.
I've always felt like I'm... That basically that I trust the care that I'm getting, that if I have... I feel like I know there's an avenue for if it really becomes an issue, like, what to do in ways that I didn't feel in America, actually. So, like, even though I have had treatment that maybe has been, like, less... that I think I would have been more surprised to get in America. Like, I'm trying to think of like how specific I want to be, but like, I don't think I want to be that specific, but like I've overheard conversations in an operating room that I've been like, you shouldn't be talking. Like just like things like, and while I wait for things, I don't know. Anyway, things have happened where I'm like, I don't think this is probably what they should do. But I have also gotten a quality of care that I like trust, that I feel like way more at ease. Oh my gosh. The thing about Danish medical care that really has blown my mind is it 1412? What's the number that you call when it's not an emergency, but it's kind of an emergency? 1318. There is a number that is like a step down from
the yellow card. Is it that one?
I think so.
1318, isn't it?
Oh, we should really plug this because this is how I feel actually in Denmark. And this is like, I think what being in Denmark has brought to my life in general is like, there's a thing to do.
1813.
Please don't call the other ones I said. 1813 is an incredible resource, especially if you're a parent, because if you're worried about your kid and you can't get a hold of your doctor, or it's outside of doctor hours, but you're like, I'm not going to sit in an emergency room because I'm worried. Yeah. About you, there is a number that you can call and you can tell a nurse what the problem is, and then they'll either have you talk to a doctor, they'll take down your symptoms, they'll be like, come right in. I have used this service more than any other service in this country. They have helped me so much make decisions in like the moment where I'm just like scared and don't know what to do. And in America, I would have had to have chosen every time between like calling 911 or sitting in an emergency room for hours, days, or doing nothing and just like waiting and seeing. And like, you know, and one of those things is kind of the choice every time.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's like one thing where I feel like even when I'm in a circumstance, or I have been in like circumstances in Danish hospitals where I'm like, I'm not sure. I felt like there were places I could go, like I could call this number if something happened at home, or if like I didn't quite get something, or like also my mother-in-law's a Danish doctor, which really helps because she can tell me what I should do and what if they did something wrong. I don't know. I just feel like in Denmark, I feel a lot safer about healthcare, even though I do think I hear from a lot of Americans who had good health care in America that this is worse. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure it is worse care than expensive health care, but
The restaurant service here. You can expect to leave, you know, with a decent meal. You're not going to feel sick.
Yeah.
But you didn't get great service. There was no chit-chat. There was no service, really, right?
Yeah. And I feel like, too, I hear a lot of complaints about people like, the doctors being like, you just go home and drink chamomile tea and take two Panadol.
Oh, that's their.
But I like that. I don't know. Like, that's kind of, I would prefer.
That's a big one where you go to the doctor. You're like, please, for the love of God, give me anything. And you're like, you look like you're getting better.
Do you have a blanket at home?
Yeah.
You'll be good.
Stay under that.
Yeah.
But the, I with the 12,000 and 8,000 being have to pay it back. It really depends on that particular case, right?
I mean,
12,000 sounds small, but then we don't know the actual person's story and da 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 da.
Yeah, no.
And I'm sure there's some weird loophole-y thing with tax. You're like, yes, we could just say you get this much, but for tax reasons probably. Or blah, 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 we have to go the long way around for some stupid bureaucratic.
Yeah. But so just to conclude this, they're like reviewing this.
Because
it's getting a lot of criticism at the moment. I said it was this summer they introduced it. That's not correct. It was in 2017. And from 2018...
This one summer they introduced it.
They're estimating that that injured patients have paid around 100 million kroners in their own sort of contributions since 2018. So that's
it's, yeah, I don't know. I'd like to know more about
that. Honestly, I'm so sorry to say that now that I have passed my Danish test and I have very few reasons to speak Danish in everyday, I avoid it as much as possible. But I think that this is the kind of thing where I would like to read the description of this fee in Danish. I would like to see like what they are saying this is for. And like when you are getting money back from the government because they made a mistake on you, mm-hmm. and then you are fined for it. I want to know, because I honestly, I don't have like a strong feeling. It just feels very Danish to me. It doesn't feel like it's absolutely wrong and it shouldn't be there or like it shouldn't be happening. I'm just like, I want an explanation from in Danish.
Yeah.
I'm like, what, how do you make, because you can't really make it make sense in English, I don't think.
No, I don't know. I don't know.
But Owen?
I don't know. I really don't.
What's the name of your book that you're writing? Is Insights from an Irishman?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, yeah. I don't know.
It's very short.
It's just pages and pages. I don't know.
It's very short.
I don't know.
Speaking of tax, there's more tax in the news.
Ooh. Woo!
Love a bit of tax. But it's green tax.
Oh, our favorite. Love a green tax.
We're finally, you know that little button where you book flights and they're like, do you want to spend some money to write off the carbon footprint? That's the Danish government's officially clicking that button for you from now on.
Oh, lovely.
Well, it's from 2025.
But like not to Ryanair, right? Because that's always the thing where I'm like, Ryanair, you think I'm going to give you more money? You think I'm going to trust you with my carbon footprint?
Wait, no, thanks. It's not going to go to Ryanair. It's going to go straight to the government. From 2025, there is going to be an additional tax for short-haul and long-haul flights.
And it's about 100 kroner a flight, right?
It's 60 kroner for a short-haul and then 390 kroner for a long-haul.
Oh, shit. And 390 is a lot.
Bangkok, Copenhagen to Bangkok will be a tax of 390 kroner. And that money...
What about to America?
370? I don't know.
Oh, wow.
Well, no, Bangkok's further than America. I'm not sure. I don't know.
I mean, that's a lot. Mm. That's like... That's because like, my whole family, that's 1,200 extra kroner for flights.
This is what's going to happen. Denmark's, maybe it's per ticket or per booking. I don't know. No,
I'm
per
sure
person.
It's not.
But this is what's going to happen. Like Denmark's just the first to do this. Flight's dead. Flight's dead, baby. Mm. It's going to be, trains are the future.
I hope.
Trains and boats.
I heard that President Biden, who loves Amtrak, is investing a bunch of money into... And I do feel like America is so
Amtrak,
behind
is that trains?
On... Yeah, trains. Mm. He loves Amtrak. He took the train from Baltimore to Washington, D.C. when he was in the Senate.
I've heard that story.
Yeah, he loves that story. And I was really hoping he would, kick up the notches on the trains in America a lot more. It is still so expensive and so hard to get around in America on
trains. It's the same here in Denmark. But it's super expensive with the trains.
I don't think it's that bad.
What? Are you fucking kidding me?
It's not as bad as other places.
It's not as bad as driving. And in America, it's way cheap. Like, it's so much cheaper to just drive.
Yeah, yeah.
And here, it is cheaper. Like, because I'm going to... Aalborg on Sunday, you can come to my show. You can come to my show. But I'm going there, and I looked up driving because I was like, "Well, a nice long drive." Mm-hmm. We just got my car fixed, and I became French. And
I looked it up, and it was so
much cheaper to
take the train.
Take the train.
Yeah.
What are you paying? Do you get an orange ticket or something?
I got an orange ticket.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I got orange. Yeah, but
you got to go into these schemes and shit. And like,
it's not that
terribly
bad,
complicated.
Oh, it's not. You just got to be on time. You got to get a book early.
Marius is like, listen, and then they fine you.
Yeah.
8,000 kroner for buying the cheap ticket.
One thing I got to say, which I just can't get my head around, is Denmark, you have to buy a seat separately.
Yeah, that's weird.
And you don't, and it's a gamble, but if you don't get a seat, then you stand for 3 hours on a train to Copenhagen.
Right. So you buy a ticket on the train. If you're going as far away as you want, and 5 hours is as far away as it can be in this little tiny country. And you buy the ticket, you buy the round trip ticket, and then on each leg, you have to decide if you want to a seat.
Which is, and it's not expensive, it's like 30 kroner extra to get a seat.
So like $6. And then if you, or $5. And then if you don't buy the seat, then you probably can still sit down if you're going like not off peak. Or you might just, you might just have to stand.
I have
the whole
a
time.
Couple of trains I've had to stand for like on like hours and hours, like not without a seat.
That is about the most miserable thing I can.
They got me. I book a seat now. I book a seat. Yeah. I don't risk it.
But you know what? I sometimes book in the silent section. I like
God,
that. Section.
I love me some silent sections.
Love it. But I was there last time. Can I? Oh, I would love to tell this story. Actually, I've never.
Well,
told
you
it.
Can't.
And it was so cute. There was a guy in the silent section who was talking on his phone. It was right at the beginning of the.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Trip, and he was on FaceTime, and he was, I felt like it was like a new love situation. They were like really like they wanted to talk to each other for every moment, because he was just like kind of sitting there and drinking his coffee and looking out the window and then sometimes talking. And the guy across from him was like, what the fuck, this is, I mean, we were all looking at him. We were all like looking at him, looking at the sign. We were all like, this is the silent section. We were all
that passive aggressive look at him, but like, look at the sign. Look at the sign.
He's gonna
like,
get it.
I was more interested because I was like, this is the silent section on a Danish train. I don't have to do anything. I did not at all. I didn't feel anything. I was just like interested. Like, how's this going to play out?
Yeah.
And I was a bit afraid that it would get ugly and that my train ride.
Get ugly?
Yeah, that like it was. So yeah, that a Danish person would be like
too much about it.
Like how we talked about how they're really like they're non-confrontational until they're confrontational or something. And I was a little bit like, I don't want this to ruin my. I would rather listen to somebody talk half a conversation for like a little bit, then have to whatever. So I was just sitting there and I was like, what's gonna happen. This guy who's sitting across from him, who was like looking around at everybody, what are we gonna do. He goes out into the hall, he gives somebody else his seat, he says like, you can go sit in the silent section because it's not silent, to somebody who's standing in the hall. I didn't hate it. And he tattles to the
uninitiated.
What?
For the uninitiated.
Tattling? Tattling is when you tell on someone. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, I didn't. Is that a word people don't know?
I think there's some people who might not know that.
All right. So he tattles to the.
Tattletale?
To the train, the train attendant, who comes by checking tickets and says to him just like very clearly, it's not very pointed, but she's like, this is the silent section. So you can't talk on the phone. You have to put your phone away for the rest of the train ride. And he, and I was like, is something going to happen? And he's just like, oh. I was like, oh, well, he must have known, and like, what? So then, this is the cutest thing. So she goes by, and he just like had put his phone in the pocket, and he gets the phone back out, and I was like, here we go.
Yeah.
He puts it there. He leaves it on for the rest of this like 3 hour train ride, and he just like signs to her, like obviously does not actually speak sign language, but just like wants to be on the phone with his girlfriend, follows the rules, doesn't talk anymore.
Yeah.
And then he's like,
Like, oh, that's even more annoying. I would find that even more annoying.
He like points it at the sign and he's like, it's the silence section. And then it wasn't annoying. I could just look away from him the rest of the time. He just wanted to be with his girlfriend. It was cute. I thought it was really cute. He followed the rules. He looked embarrassed, but he just like left it on.
Was he Dane? He was Dane.
No, he wasn't a Dane. Okay, no. Okay, he was because they spoke to him in Danish first, and then they spoke to him in English. And he was like,
But that would have been the guy who got up. Like, it was so demonstrative for him to leave the carriage.
Yeah. I'd like, rather than just be
just
like,
sorry, excuse me. Yeah. And it doesn't have to be aggressive. Yeah. Like, sorry, excuse me. This is the silent section.
But I don't know.
Done. You get the fisticuffs.
But that guy, I actually feel like that guy made the right decision, because I could see he was agitated. And if he had just talked to him, he might have done it the wrong way, you know? And I think it was kind of better for that guy. Like, yes, if you're not charged, if you're not like freaking out, to just be like, oh, it's the silent section.
But that's saying, like, just totally upset, like
you're worried about the guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you get that worked up that you're like, I should just leave. Wouldn't you take another beat instead of leaving your scene and being like, just say it politely.
I don't know. I think that some people can't do that. And I think it's better for those people to just go and tattle than it is for them to try to
be
cool.
A little snitch.
Yeah. Then I don't know. I was just like, I was pleased with the situation. It felt really resolved by the time we'd been on the train for 20 minutes and I could look out the window and just like,
So the S train, the city trains, like the bigger city trains in Copenhagen have silent departments.
This is the silent department where you pick up your silence for all your silence needs.
There's the compartment, like at the very end of each side, there's a section that's silent, right? Mm. And I love me some silence. So I go in there.
Says the man who invites us into a little room to yell at him for an hour every week.
If I can't hear my own voice, no one can hear anything. That's the way I see it. The driver changes at Copenhagen Central. So the train stops, driver gets out, a new driver comes in, and it's quite busy. It's like, it's pretty full silent section. And he just kind of like jaunts in this driver and closes the door. And then as soon as we get going, this very loud jazz music starts playing.
Oh.
And he's like, bur-da-bur-da-bur. He's like little humming and singing to it. It's just like, and it was so loud that people with headphones on were like taking their headphone off and like checking where it was coming. But he was so happy.
Nice. Oh, that's
like,
so
it
nice.
It was actually, I was like, oh, that's, you know, it's lovely. It was so nice.
My
just
friend
having
is,
such a good day.
My friend is a tube driver in London. Mm. He drives the Piccadilly line, I think. Mm. Oh, I hope.
It's a good line.
I hope that's right. Yeah, it is a good line. And apparently it's half outside, which is like makes it a really good line to be a driver on. Like, because you don't have to just be underground the whole time.
Ah, okay.
And maybe it's not the Piccadilly line, because now people can fact check me. Like before, when I was just like, my friend drives the train, could have gotten away with it. Now people can be like, no, it doesn't. Anyway, he says that there is a train conductor that he's friends with that like she just like chats on the loudspeaker.
No.
And people love it. Like people love it. And that's she's just great. Like tells them about her day and like talks about it. And he's so funny, so nice. What a nice guy. But he says he talks literally as little as possible. And he's so scared every time he needs to do it. And he just like, I don't know, when he told me, it sounded like he was really like inspired by this lady who's like making train conducting her art. And people
that's
are
lovely.
Just like fucking, they're eating it up.
I love it.
Isn't it?
No, I had a Danish bus driver just once. He was just like, oh, there's going to be a little bump now. Raise your hands above your head. Let's go. Woo! Like he was like, it was like a ride in a amusement park.
It does feel really exciting. At night one time, I had a Danish bus driver who had just like, really fun like funk music on, like mellow chill, like it was very chill, but it was just like everybody who got on that bus was like, okay, like it was like on a Friday
bus.
Night and
it
everybody just, was chill and
it
like
breaks norms really quickly.
It's
we're like, oh,
so
we're meant to be
nice.
Silent and weird and
I also feel like it
weird,
makes you connect with your fellow passengers because there's something
we're
that's
having,
broken the norm and you have to kind of look and check in with each other.
It was really cute actually. For my birthday, Jon got me a record and it was like something of Aquarius, and I was like, that's nice because I'm an Aquarius. No, it wasn't the age of Aquarius though, but it was something with like, and I was like, this is so nice, and I played it and I was like, what a beautiful song, but I didn't get it at all. I was like, what? He's like, it's the song that guy was playing on the bus that night. The bus driver was playing. Aww. Like, he remembered the song, and we just both liked it so much.
That's
and
I
was
nice.
Like, it was really nice.
So this tax money, just so you know, because we're wondering where it's going and all that.
Oh, yeah.
It's
a massive tangent. I forgot
about the there's more to this. There's more to this. So it's not just like, hey, we're going to tax you green money, blah, 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 which will lead to the conquering of the land. And transports, aka buses and trains, but the money that they'll make from this will create an additional 4,800 per year for senior citizens. Money for like the allowance senior citizens get.
Oh,
interesting. So it's not a climate thing.
So it's not going to.
It's a climate thing. It's a senior citizen thing, and it's a thing that like Denmark. Flip the other side of the newspaper. Denmark is in dire need of.
Don't tell me what to do with my newspaper, Owen.
Denmark is in dire need. If you've seen the headlines of new recruits for jobs, we're missing tens of thousands of positions for work.
Yeah.
So there's this big push about allowing migrants to get jobs easier, going to schools and students and trying to get them to work in these particular sectors of Danish society.
About 11 new initiatives to sort of for all municipalities to kind of make it easier for
exactly.
foreigners to join
exactly
the Danish
Mary.
Workforce.
So there's an 11-point list recommended to the government to get these people to take these jobs within, and they're in the thousands of positions. But what also means that also means that we're not getting that tax that isn't going towards senior citizens, and da, da, da. So it's just another way of getting money that we're not getting from other places now.
Yeah, okay.
So, but it also, it's going to happen. Planes are going to become more expensive. Like, either they become more expensive or they become safer or greener. You know?
I feel like the Danish government, read Atomic Habits, which is an airplane book about habit formation.
Okay.
And it says things like you need to habit stack, like the things that you want to do. I feel like that's what it's doing. It's like, okay, we need money for old people and we need people to not fly in planes. So how about
exactly
we do squats while we brush our teeth.
Yes, exactly. That's exactly it. They're like two birds, one tax.
It's better than a bush and a stone.
Two birds of one bush.
Two taxes. All right.
Yeah, so that's going to happen 2025.
Okay, so get your flights in now.
I want to
try to get old by then.
What is a medium haul? Where can I go medium haul? Because you said it was only long haul or short haul.
I suppose anything within a few hours.
Yeah.
So like Berlin, Aalborg.
But that would be a short haul, right?
No. If it's quoting Aalborg is less than an hour's flight.
Yeah.
Aalborg is nothing and it's going to cost 90 kroner.
90?
Sorry, 60.
Oh, wow.
But surely Berlin is in that category.
Yeah, I'd say Berlin is. Berlin's
yeah,
less
they
than
don't want to keep Denmark. They don't want to isolate Denmark more from the rest. Like, that is actually a big draw for living here, is that it's so easy to leave. So they don't want to, like, right? They have to make it easy to get to the rest of Europe still.
But here's the thing. I presume it's booking from Denmark, right? Because Denmark can't tax you if you're flying London.
They can,
to,
absolutely.
Can they? If
yeah,
you're
yeah,
flying
yeah.
from London to Copenhagen?
Yeah.
And you're like, you have to pay 80
yeah,
kroner.
That's so crazy, though, already with like taxes and fees when you book a flight. And then it's like
if you're living in
London.
Yeah, they can absolutely put a tax on your flight.
So generally,
as a UK citizen, I would get taxed by the Danish state.
Yeah, but it's just a tax that goes on
the
flight.
Ticket, obviously.
Yeah, on the
yeah.
ticket.
Okay,
yeah.
So anyone flying in and out of Denmark will pay more, no matter what the.
I mean, I'm
are.
Assuming these people are experts on tax.
They can tax you when they give you money.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah, yeah.
We're not.
Yeah, when they tax you.
There are lots of tax rules that I really don't understand. Like one time when my mom came here, she did the thing where she saved the receipts from like all the clothes and stuff she bought, and then she got her tax back at the airport. And that is fucking insane.
What have you been reading, Abby?
I've been reading some headlines.
Oh, yeah?
have been. Denmark's vineyards flourish amidst global wine struggles.
Yes.
Did you know we're growing wine? And also
growing wine. The wine tree is producing a lot this year.
Great. Yeah. What is that? No, nobody knows about grapes. But I will say, I feel like that headline, you could just replace vineyards and wine. And you could be like, Denmark's everything flourishes amidst global everything struggles. And you'd be like, yeah, that sounds right. Uh-huh. I mean,
it's just what we do here. It's just what we do here.
It really does kind of feel like that sometimes. Mm. It's kind of wild. Anyway, there's Danish wine's going to be a thing because although climate change is bad for everyone everywhere, it is somehow still good for Denmark. Wild.
Have you ever tried Danish wine?
Have you ever tried climate change? Yeah, I think so.
I've not tried. I've tried cherry wine. We do some. I've tried really
a
nice,
Danish cherry wine.
Yeah, really nice Danish cherry wine.
Mm. Oh no, I've never tried Danish
no,
wine.
No, neither have I. I would avoid it if I saw it on a list.
I wouldn't buy. Yeah, cherry wine. I can highly recommend. Mm, okay. I know a good.
People like yeah. Danish beer. People like that. I know.
Yeah, Danish beer is, but grapes. I mean, like.
I liked how you put it. Is
something is popular despite
someone,
itself.
Someone would say something at the end of that sentence. But it's just not. It isn't like I don't know. Someone's going to tell me that actually grapes grown in a rougher climate have a lot more taste to them or something like that.
Probably,
I don't know.
Yeah.
But it's just not something you'd like think of, right? France,
no, yeah.
Italy.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay, I got one more.
California. South
I think
Africa,
I got one more.
Africa, Australia.
Chile.
Oh, I got two more. Ready?
Yeah.
Uruguay.
Dining out is increasing significantly in Denmark, like so significantly that the gross profit in the restaurant industry has grown by 82% in the last year. 82. Although restaurants are still closing at the same rate, so like that's not improving, but people are spending 82% more in restaurants than they were last year. And that's like last year was also everything was open from COVID, but maybe it's just like habits. I don't know. Isn't that crazy?
82%.
82%.
From last year.
From 2022. Oh,
what's 2022, that? What's what's the pharmaceutical company? The Danish one?
Novo Nordisk.
Yeah, maybe it's just Novo Nordisk. Like,
they're all eating out.
They're all eating out now.
Yeah, but they don't have to because they're all on Wegovy.
Yeah, well, so they can eat anything. Oh, yeah, they're not that hungry. Yeah. Oh, my God.
It's not mask employees because they just laid off 10,000.
10,000?
Oh, yep. Shoot. Yeah. And it's not Lego employees because they're made of plastic.
Yeah, these are real employees.
Real employees.
Okay.
10,000, that's a lot of people.
Last headline for you today.
Mm-hmm.
Danes are the best at speaking English in the Nordic countries. Does it surprise you?
Get in.
We are.
That surprised me a little bit. I thought the Swedes would take it.
Really?
The Swedes?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, do you want to hear the top five countries? We're number four of the world, but the number one of Scandinavia. Do you want to hear?
So countries that speak English
better.
As a second
do you want to guess? Better than?
Yeah. Okay.
So we're
Germany. Germany's better than us.
Germany blows, bud.
Germany's not good at
it. Yeah, no, Germany sucks.
Really?
Sorry, yeah. It's not even on the list of five.
No way.
Not on it. No. Germany.
They're just above Americans, so.
Ah! Hey! That's good.
Bazinga.
That was good. I worked in a hostel in London, and Germans, I thought, had the worst English in all of Europe.
I feel like they've gotten better, though. I've seen a progress.
Berlin is pretty. I can get by in Berlin.
Yeah, but if you go 2 minutes outside of Berlin, you're...
Fair enough. Is Ireland listed?
Is Ireland?
Well, it's English isn't their national language.
No, it's not listed. Okay. Do you want to take any real guesses?
Harsh.
So of the top five in the world?
Top five in the world. We're number four.
And we're number
four. And Norway's number five. I'll give you it. Norway's the second best.
Singapore?
Oh, these are really close scores. So I don't know what how they score these things, but Norway is 614. Yeah. Denmark is 615. Singapore is number two, 631.
Hey.
Nice job. So you got two more ahead of Denmark. You going to guess? One I think is pretty. It's the one that Denmark always gets confused as.
Holland.
Yeah, the Netherlands is 647 score.
I think that's why I thought Germany, because Holland and Germany, I've seen quite similar.
Mm.
Yeah, because Holland, yeah, Amsterdam, you just work in English the whole time.
So, yeah, no, you're just wrong. So wrong. You're so wrong.
So wrong.
Okay, got one more. Do you want to guess it? Should I just tell you?
Tell us.
Austria. So actually, you know, I feel like, sorry, maybe I gave you too far.
Oh my God.
You're so wrong.
But actually kind of right.
Okay, but like maybe I read it as Australia because I'm not that good at English.
That's very good.
Australia is the number four best country at English in Europe. Okay, that was all the headlines I had for you today. Oh, wait, we have some mail. Did we want to talk about the mail?
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah,
okay, well, one thing, right after we recorded last week, we got a really funny email that was like, listen, the subject line was milk, ? Claire wrote to us and was like, I recently discovered your podcast. I'm really enjoying it. She's been in Copenhagen for 15 months and is from Cape Town, South Africa. And one thing that's really puzzled Claire since she moved here is the milk selection.
Oh, yeah.
Love it.
There's an overwhelming selection of milks, plant-based, dairy, etc. Dilemma. But I have yet to find milk in containers larger than 1 liter. In our family, we go through lots of milk. So why aren't 2 liter bottles available? And I can't find any UHT/long life milk anywhere. I don't even know what that is.
Oh, that's Spanish milk. That's like the warm country milk that doesn't go off.
Oh, interesting. We all need some backup milk in the cupboard for when you are behind on your groceries. Man, Claire fucking loves milk. Loves it. She's asked her Danish colleagues why you can only get 1 liter fresh milk options, but they seemed unaware that milk could come in any other way. What a totally silly, random observation, but I'd love to know why. Thanks for the laughs, Claire. Claire, what a great email.
That's a great
email. Good point.
I have to say, Claire.
What's your theory? Yeah.
I think one thing is these 1 liter cartons fit better in our tiny refrigerators.
That's a good point.
They don't have enough space in these refrigerators for big ones. I also do like, Claire, and I hope that you'll learn to like, how they come in these rectangular bottles instead of these like big like plastic jugs that we had in America. So they fit in the door really easily. Mm-hmm. And when you get, because we in my family, we drink a bunch of soy milk, sometimes almond milk. We also have regular milk sometimes, but like when we buy it, it can all fit in the bottom of a tote, just like together in a rectangular, yeah, like geometrically, it's really satisfying, Claire, and I hope that you learn to love it.
Am I right in saying there's no plastic container for milk? It's all those cardboard things, right?
There used to be.
Exactly. So I'm guessing you can't do a 2 liter cardboard.
Oh, yeah. Wet cardboard sucks.
Wet cardboard sucks.
Yeah. Yeah. Probably. I looked it up.
Oh,
okay. And what? That's one way to ruin it.
But these are like people just, yeah, one person says because it was difficult to, why you can't buy 2 liter gallons of milk. 2 liter gallons? That is me. Two liters
of gallon milk.
Yeah. Maybe because it was difficult to put them in the fridge, in the door. But I think the real answer was that there was no extra profit margin on selling.
Money. It's all down to money.
It's all about money.
It's crunching the numbers again. It's all about the money.
That's it's all about the money. Yeah.
Okay.
So there was only extra expenses for Ala or whoever produces the milk to make these.
I'm surprised Claire didn't talk about the like insane. I don't think we've ever got into like Netto and the crazy systems that Danish supermarkets use to actually like stock and where they put particular products and stuff. That's a whole thing, like the treasure hunt that is shopping in supermarkets here. But one thing I do get, and I think I've said it before, is I get panic attacks trying to buy dairy in Denmark because there's so many different types of dairy.
Yep.
And I'm surprised, Claire, I don't want to get into it now. I'm just surprised that she didn't bring that up, that it was just the size.
She did say there was a broad selection. Yeah.
I know, but I would have been like,
she didn't. We couldn't read her panic attack. Right. Owen really wanted to see her vitals. Yeah. as she wrote
heart monitor when you go in.
Yeah. Anyway, Claire, thanks so much for the email. I love you. I love you.
All right, Abby. Marius.
Wait. We had two more, and I just wanted to say, Kimberly wrote us a really nice email. It was basically like, hey, I like it when sometimes one of you is having a hard day,
yeah,
because it means you're real, and so we appreciate that. Kimberly and also John O'Sullivan from Australia is listening and said that we were anti-Hygge in a good way. And I was like, are people worried about us?
Yeah.
Sounds like they are. I think we're doing good, but I like these emails. I actually really liked being called. I think that was really encouraging from Kimberly. It felt really good because I think whenever one of us does have an off day, we kind of like leave being like, was it okay? Mm. Is it okay?
Yeah.
And that was really nice. But I like being anti-Hygge in in a hoogly way. I like that, John. Mm-hmm. I think that's a nice...
Yeah, that could be something for the t-shirt.
Oh, something for the t-shirt! Something for the t-shirt!
Yeah.
Hoogly way.
In a hoogly way. Anti-hoogly in a hoogly way. Love it. No, thank you so much for the emails. It really, really, really means a lot when we get those. Marius.
Hey.
Any hot tips?
Hot tips. Yeah, I got a hot tip for you. Dantius is back.
Dantius! Been a while.
On the 1st of December up until the 5th of January, so you got a bit of time to plan this and get this in, you could do some morning dancing at the opera.
What? So that's
the 1st of the month. It's for only for 18 plus. It's 150 kroners as an early bird, 190 if you don't get the early bird. And the whole idea is just you will dance on beautiful marble floors. So your dancing shoes need white soles to not make marks.
Okay.
And there'll be different kind of people leading different dances. There's Rikke from Conscious Dance. There's Linda Langkilde. There's a bunch of different dance teachers. And it's every first Friday of the month. From 9 to 10:30 in the foyer of the Opera House.
That sounds great.
Go get your dance on.
Nice.
Go get your dance on. I got something.
Mm-hmm.
This weekend I'm going to host some comedians that are coming over from the United Kingdom in Bremen Theater, and also in Aalborg at Drivhusel. God, I'm doing good, right? Yeah. Did I sound
beautiful.
We had some free tickets to give away. We gave away the Copenhagen ones already to Dace and Lucas. Congratulations. We have two still tickets.
Oh, Marius. We're like Marius. 5 minutes away from the end of the episode.
Just let it drip. He's blowing his nose.
And I'm having deep eye contact with Apple.
Oh, it was really
good.
We're
so close to finishing recording.
Anyway, ew, Marius. There's two free tickets to Aalborg. If you could get through that Marius blowing his nose, you can have them. You can just email us. You can comment on our Instagram or Facebook post. Got tickets for you for Aalborg for the Comedy Store show that's coming there on Sunday.
Yeah.
You have one last hot tip.
I got a show on next Wednesday at Luchten Station near Norbro Station, train station. If you go there, there's a place called Luchten Station. There's going to be comedy. I'm going to be in it. It's called Surreal. It's a comedy group that I've been involved with for a long time. We've played a lot of places and we haven't played in a while, so it's going to be really, really fun. And we have guests involved as well. And that's it. Doors 6:30, show at 7, and it's going to be fun.
Did you say when?
Wednesday, next Wednesday, next 15th. Next Wednesday, 15th.
He didn't just say when. He said Wednesday.
Stay.
Bing.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.